On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He is off and running, sprinting to the rim. Blocked by Podziemski. Great hustle back. Draymond wrestles the ball away from Collins. What a play by Pods. The knock it away. He takes it down the right side, goes up reverse, and scores a layup going around Lopez.
Only fitting.
He has ignited the faithful at Chase Center.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Podziemski, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Great little sequence
brum,
there,
brum,
Pods.
With the brum, brum, block.
What did that?
Sprinting. Thank you.
Yeah, he said sprint.
Tim, thanks.
Timmy.
Dude, CP. His son had to say, Dad, I don't know. We might have to lock you out tonight when you come home.
Can I say something?
Good Lord.
I'm not 100% sure of it, but I've got to be 99.9% sure.
This is the right show, then.
Mark Willard does not smoke cigarettes.
Oh, hell no. Why would that come up?
Because he does the PSA for tobacco-free California.
Mark, he don't strike me as a smoker.
No chance. Anyway,
if he gets tipsy, I don't know if things change.
I don't know anything about Mark's personal habits.
He's got a nice taste in women, beautiful wife, Christy.
I'm letting all that go.
Well, what I don't want to let go, and we'll get back to it real quick, is you see this new merch I got.
As soon as you turned the corner, I made a
comment. And Evan and I were having a meeting of the minds, and you guys, this is why you're whack.
Me?
Yes.
What did I wasn't even there.
You go... When you get a new shirt, you wash it first.
I did not say that.
I thought you sided with the boss.
No. I have a brand new T-shirt right here.
Oh, okay. White tee.
No bacon collar, nothing.
I see you. My man, clean.
It's fresh out of the bag. I didn't wash it.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what you do. Fresh. You don't throw it
through
the cycle.
So take your anger out on somebody else right now.
Well, I'm taking it out on the boss.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So what happened?
No, that was it.
Well, and then Shasky came in and did 10 minutes on it.
He stole our bit. We weren't happy. Hey, real quick, I got the gender reveal at the Frenchwoods Palace this Saturday to find out if hopefully it'll be a boy and a girl, the twins.
She's having twins.
Yeah, she's having a Sienna.
Give me your name again, Sienna.
Sienna Frenchwood.
So how are you doing it? Are you doing it? I don't know.
I just show up. I'm bringing the... cups and
because you know now they're finding all kinds of creative ways to do it. You'll shoot a gun and it'll hit something blue.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I've never been to one. Have you?
No.
Okay.
No. Most people. Now, do they know?
They do.
The couple knows.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Perhaps.
Gotcha. All right.
That's my answer. Now I feel like a bad dad, Evan. I don't know if they know. I'm assuming they know.
I could never do that. I'd need to. I knew all. You know. I knew as early as possible. Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming if they're doing the reveal, they know.
Hey, I hope they're that's like, actually, you know what? Joe Frenchwood, hey, this is our guy.
Hey, Evan, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Thanks, Donnie.
Yep.
Back to Wiggins.
Back to the Warriors.
Yeah. Man.
Hey, by the way, came up with a little something here. Last year, Steve Kerr lamented, whined, and complained about how hard it was to play Kuminga, Butler, and Green. He doesn't like to play three non-shooters. Except, how about this for a five-game start? Kuminga's shooting 44% from three. Butler's shooting 57% from three. And Draymond Green's shooting 45% from three now.
Oh, man.
Now, listen, those are going to go down.
You think, Snitty?
But the question now becomes, can they make enough, those three? I mean, if they shoot it like this, I don't want to say it's over, but, I mean, it's over. If Butler, Kuminga, and Green are even in the high 30s, team's got trouble.
Yeah, and I'll start with Jimmy Butler first, Donnie, because something happened with that layoff when he came here last year. He made a three-pointer look like it was doubly long, and that was because I don't think his legs were there, and he still was incredible. But now he's had an offseason with the Warriors, and that shot looks like it's got muscle behind it, you know? And I never looked at Jimmy like, oh, he can't make a three. But, Stoney, if he ends up taking more, and he was 3 of 4 last night, and Draymond, we laughed and scoffed. I don't think we gave him enough credit for his improvement last year, but then the haters came out, oh, it's only in the first half. But my point is, he's improved his stroke, and if Jonathan Kuminga can stay around those numbers, and I know, Stoney, it's five games, but... Man, I'm watching Butler like, oh, this is a problem for others and his ability to get to the free throw line. But let me just bring this in to Steph if you got the nugget last night. He leads the NBA through five games with three-pointers made. Could you guess how many he's got made on the young season?
One more time, Goo.
Steph leads with the most three makes this young season. Do you know how many
22.
That is? And you can honestly look at me today. The day before my cousin Paula's funeral, and I'll be out tomorrow and Evan will be in, and say, you did not know that nugget.
I guessed.
Wow. It's 22.
Really?
Great guess. Now, what went into that guess? You did some division.
Five games divided by four, add a couple. It's really simple. Because I knew he hasn't had a big boy three-point game yet, I think, for other people.
Yeah, right.
I think he had 6-1 game.
He had 7 against Denver.
Now, that's not a big game for him.
Boy.
I mean, that's just
career. 22, Stoney.
So,
yeah, you're right. Like, what don't you like about this team right now? It's early.
I'll try to think of something.
No, but, like, you can't. You're smiling.
I'll come up with something.
And but Buddy Hield ain't even got hot yet.
Yeah, he stinks. There it is.
Please. He's the second best three-point shooter, and then we got to talk
not
about
this year.
Quentin Post. Is that form pure or what? Forget cocaine. Well, that's pure.
He's got a nice-looking shot, I'm looking to contradict you, but I can't.
It's like, damn.
I'll tell you what, he's got a little toughness to him, too. I'll give him that.
No, and that's what he's improved on. Like, he ain't scared. I get hit in the mouth and bloody, but I ain't scared of the fight.
I think he's always been tough, but he played great. Yes, I mean, he played
Zubac
great yesterday.
They can make shots.
Ends.
The Clippers.
Yeah, and then
they're old.
You know, the Clippers are one of those teams where it's like, and I know they were up at half, so it might
they
not have applied the last game, but it's just like, I don't know. It's like they play two or three quarters and they decide, should we try? Should we really try to win the game, or should we just keep playing and see what?
I thought Lou cost him the game.
Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
Who cost him the game?
I thought Lou did. He took Harden out, who had 20 first-half points, didn't have a point in the second half. Kudos to the Warriors' defense. But he let Harden sit too long in the third and brought him back way too late. That was like he was your only hope, man.
Yeah, well, they probably have the same issues the Warriors have.
They hammered Portland.
Dude, that's why we love sports.
Playing that one.
2 days ago.
But they're good, Steiny. They're just older.
Yeah, but I mean, they
but that was about the Warriors' D, man.
They're going to have to deal with resting guys. You know, it's like, he had to sit Harden. Well, he's going to have to sit Harden.
Well, they miss a guy like Norman Powell. I know you got Bradley Beal who didn't play, Steiny, but you're going to miss a Norman Powell.
They have no explosive players on their team.
Why do I get mad watching Derrick Jones Jr. play basketball?
Well, probably because he's really good at defense.
You ain't worked on your game. You're shooting a three. Everybody is. But damn, son, you got so much. You could be so much better. He's in the league starting.
I actually do think he shot it a lot better from three last year, if I'm not mistaken. Let's go to Smooth in Oakland.
Our man.
What's going on, Smooth? By the way, Billy Idol today.
Oh, what time you leaving?
What time is he coming on?
You're not wearing that, are you?
This is a nice sweater.
But it's too much of the, you take away from the sweater with the t-shirt. That's just me.
That's the way.
Evan, am I missing something?
I got to tell you what.
You should give him your chain or something.
I got to tell you what. You just.
No, Stoddy, seriously. What do you want me to do now? What do you want me to do now? Go home and change?
You're a guy that you're
I'm,
not.
I'm
for,
going to, no, a, I got I'm going to a concert. Okay. I'm like, you know, look halfway presentable.
What jacket are you wearing today?
What one do you think? The same one I always wear.
Well, button that thing up and you're ready.
The minute you put a sweater on, you elevate. Like, sweaters are nice.
Yeah, but I'm seeing too much t-shirt. That's all. And I could be wrong.
I saw someone else who's going to the concert, too, and they look presentable.
Oh, I don't look presentable? I walk out of here at 11:30 today.
If I knew you, we would have had this
for you. This is BS.
Just zip the coat up to the top button. You'll be fine. Let's go,
baby. It's a sweater. I got a nice pair of slacks on.
Yeah. I hope you don't get to meet him.
He'll be dressed great.
Yeah. Oh, my bad, Stoddy. Nah, go ahead and enjoy yourself, baby.
By the way, this is a sweater, not a sweatshirt.
It's what's under it.
You're pissing me off. That actually does.
I'm over here.
It's
going to
ruin
like,
my day.
I'm looking so much right white, now. It's a golf ball, man. I'm like, dude, nah, you look fresh.
Kiss my... Did we ever answer Smooth's call?
I can't even remember what happened. Smooth, what's up,
hey,
baby?
Hey, Smooth, what's up?
Who hijacked me? But listen,
my bad.
If somebody says you're not wearing that, man, that's not what you're wearing, are you? Come on, man. Sorry, you got to go home a little early and change because he already put it. He already said it. You're not wearing that, are you?
You know what?
That's not a good time.
That son of a gun just planted a seed. That's what he did.
Yeah, that's a bad.
Smooth. Yeah, my bad.
Because there's no way you could clear that up. Now he's going to be saying you already said it. Toothpaste is out of the tube, man.
Oh boy.
But, that's cold blooded. But look, man, that was supposed to be the deepest team in the NBA. You know, when we just played, that was supposed to be the deepest team from all accounts. That's what everyone's saying.
Really?
And we look like they were supposed to have the deepest bench. That's what was said before that game. We looked like we were light years ahead of them.
Yep.
Zubac was completely neutralized. Yeah. He had been a problem for us. Lopez was no factor at all. And like Goo just mentioned, Harden goes for 20 in the first half. Looks like he's headed for at least a 30-40 piece. He doesn't score again. Mm. My goodness. We don't even have Melton and Seth yet. Richard is actually being allowed to make mistakes. Notice when he's making mistakes, it's like you're thinking, oh, that's okay. Well, last year it would have been like, get him out of there. Mm. Kerr has kind of changed the way he's – because of the team, he's allowed to let Richard make some mistakes because Richard is going to be a – he's going to be a factor at some point, even if it's just for 5 or 6 minutes.
I got you.
JK is really looking like he's discovering what he can do in this league now. Did you see what he bumped at two with his shoulder laid him out and it just went up and it was like a bully? It was big boy ball. I don't know if you noticed that. I said, oh, look at JK. He's in there banging now. I love what's happening right now, but again, I'm cautiously optimistic. It's only 25 games. I mean, after 25 games we'll know more. It's a little early. People are still probably getting in shape. The Clippers, they just look like I know they murdered Portland, but it's looking like they have a weird mesh that is not really making sense yet. All their talent, it's like you put too much stuff in a gumbo. Did you have to put lobster tails in the gumbo? Did you have to put corn? It's like too much, man. It's over. They might be overly talented. I don't know, but I'm not worried about them. I'm more worried about a team like I want to see what we look like against OKC. That's really what I'm curious. I want to see what we look like against San Antonio. We'll find out November. I think it's 12th or something.
Smooth.
I
don't look that far.
Hey, Smooth. Let me give you this one before you go because you've been getting them off. Yeah. I hear what you're saying, and you got me juiced. But just as quick as you can. What did you make of the Portland loss? Did we look old or we just didn't show up? What did you make of that? Because the Clippers beat them.
I thought that was I thought that was strictly on a back to back. I don't think that was anything. I think that was an L that it was
a scheduled L.
I won't say projected. Yeah, it was a scheduled L, and it was like, okay, Portland. We know we're better than Portland. It's cool, but however, Portland is a better team.
Yes, they are.
I don't think there's any more easy wins in the West. You can't come in and just get a win. That's done.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I meant.
Thanks, Smooth. Good stuff. Starting to think you guys might be right about Sac. They might be the worst team in the West.
Man, they played OKC tough last night. They lost by six. Yeah, but
I looked at the box score. I noticed Holmgren didn't play. I don't think Jalen Williams is playing.
He's not playing.
So, yeah. But that's a deep team.
They don't fit the Sacramento Kings.
Mm. Yeah. Here's the one thing about Kuminga. Nobody's ever going to be able to get to the bottom of the argument. But people now are saying, Steve's letting him play through some mistakes. All right, let's accept that. But why do you think he's letting him play through mistakes? To me, it's because he's doing the other things that they've been wanting him to do, and he's doing them, which means, you don't have to take him out of a game and put in a player that you think is going to be better than him on a given night.
Or do something that he wasn't doing.
Like, if there's a night when he's not scoring, or, you know, maybe turning it over a little, but he's contributing in other ways, then Kerr's going to keep him in the game because he's a better option than anybody playing behind him if he continues to play this way.
Yeah.
So... There you go. I mean, we can always debate chicken or the egg. Is he playing like this because he's finally getting playing time? Or did the lack of playing time finally motivate him to do the right things? Doesn't matter at this point. He's doing them.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'll say this, no doubt about it. I would never say, JK, I want to restrict your three-point attempts. Because he's worked on that, but he shot 11 times, wasn't the best percentage from the floor. He's 4 of 11, but only 2 of those 11 shots were from deep. I like him using his body, but I got to give kudos to the Clippers because, Stoddy, they only sent the Warriors to the free throw line 4 times. So they didn't foul Jonathan Kuminga. They didn't foul Jimmy Butler. And Steph Curry went there 3 times, but... I mean, if the Clippers come into a game against the Warriors and they're only going to the charity stripe 4 times, you think that team's got a pretty damn good chance to win, don't you?
I look at it the other way.
Tell me why.
If you're not fouling, if you're fouling so little that you're not getting called for fouls, to me that means you're probably not playing with incredible intensity. Mm.
Now, you held the Warriors under to 100.
Yeah, you lost by 20.
Yeah.
So... And, you know, the Warriors are smart enough to know that, you know, in a game like that, they just have to speed it up a little. And I think they did that. Here's the other thing about Kuminga.
Only 13 turnovers, Warriors.
Yeah, here's the other thing about Kuminga that I feel like is dovetailing, and a lot of things are coming together. And one is the playing time issue. So if last year he doesn't know game to game how many minutes he's going to get, at least that's the narrative. Well, then he's got to go into a game and make something happen. But if he feels like this year they're going to play him 30 minutes a game, then he can let the game come to him
and relax and breathe,
yeah,
right?
No doubt.
I know that would affect me.
No doubt. So great start for Kuminga, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and speaking of which, Post got the start, Steiny.
Well, he's going to start a lot.
I like it. Well, especially if you're going to be that, like... What word would you describe what he played with defensively? Because he's already...
He played with effort.
Yeah, but there was an edge to it too, Stoney. Okay. Like, he's the type of dude, I'll take on the bully even if I'm a lose, but I ain't afraid to fight. Like, I'm getting that from him. So my point is, if you continue to fertilize that or water that and that grows, I mean, Quinn Post, I mean, man. Because that shot is pure, Stoney.
Nice. You know, he's got a great shot. There's no doubt about it. He's never going to be great defensively, but it doesn't matter if he's playing hard. I mean, all you can do is play as hard as you can, and he was clearly playing that last night. And then when you do that, you end up making defensive plays over the course of a game. Savala in Richmond. What's up, Savala? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. My world is always better when I get to hear you guys talk about basketball.
Oh, cool.
Although, Sonny, did I hear you're going to a Billy Idol concert in a sweater and slacks?
Yes.
Is that right?
That's correct.
A sweater and slacks? So, Billy, I don't know. I feel like send your intern out to find some leather pants or something.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a thing.
Oh, Zavala!
Zavala. Hold on. Zavala, it's not like a concert at a stadium with 15,000 people. It's actually this thing at a very intimate setting. There's only going to be like 40 or 50 people.
See? An intimate setting with Billy Idol? Yeah, that's even more reason to have leather pants. But anyway, what I wanted to say about the Warriors is, here's what I'm thinking about watching, like, the last few games. Do y'all remember the game a couple years ago in Orlando when Draymond Green was ejected after, like, maybe, like, 3 or 4 minutes?
Curry cried!
And Steph was, he was crying on the court, right?
Mm-hmm.
That energy is the polar opposite of where we are now. And I'm just thankful for that. I'm just thankful to see this team play with joy and fun and a sense of, like, chemistry and camaraderie in each other. And I think actually that's like kind of the secret sauce right now, and I'm loving it, because obviously the technical stuff, the lineups, the plays, all that matters, but you could drop the best plays in the world, and if the team is toxic and chaotic and not having faith in each other, not gelling, that's going to bite you in the butt. So for me, the energy don't lie right now, and I love seeing it. I think it's going to carry them really far.
Zavala, let me ask you this. You dressing up for Halloween? And if so, what are you?
I'm not dressing up for Halloween. I'm cute enough as it is.
Oh. I got you. Go get him, girl. I don't think you're very cute right now, Zavala.
Zavala,
yeah.
Thank you.
Confidence like pods right there.
Pods can dunk.
Dude, he got a LeBron block from
relax. Relax.
That should be in his bedroom, dude.
Now settle down.
I saw him thinking, too. The curls were flowing and popping. I said, he thinks he can get this.
I knew he could get it.
The senior abuse.
Oh, CP3, man. Leather pants. I think, yeah, she was wrong.
Yeah,
on
no, that.
That,
yeah, I'd be that, good. Yeah, leather pants.
We would be roasting you like
I'd wear leather pants.
Have
about,
you ever?
For about $2,000, I'd put a pair of leather pants on.
That's not me.
She does bring up a good point, though. If it's a more intimate setting, isn't that more of a reason to dress up?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Mm. What's your major complaint with this?
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yes, I don't get it. You're sending two different messages. The sweater is like, you're in, I'm trying to be professional and look good.
Okay.
And then Motolon white tee is, I ain't tripping. So that's just, there's a clash. That's all.
The pink polo would be nice.
That, and that's what you should have.
I was going to wear that, and I was like, don't wear a golf sweater.
Nah, that would have been it. That would have been it. And I'm just, there's a contrast.
I'm going to start calling my daughters.
The sweater is tight, but then I get to, you know, you're painting the bathroom with the white tee. And that's just me.
No, apparently it's not. It's Savala, too.
She went in.
You can ask Billy later.
You know what? Fine, I won't go.
No, you got to go.
I just won't go.
It's already clear.
It'll be your guys' fault.
Evan and I, 1:30 to the crossover.
Hey, Stein,
baby.
That means you got to stay till 2:12.
Well, apparently, I'll embarrass myself if I walk out of the studio in this. All right, Vince Galvin, $10.
Oh, dang,
super
balling.
Chat. He wants to start a GoFundMe for $2,000 to get me into a pair of leather pants.
Oh boy. D. Lou says, "Goo, leave CP3 alone. He's $100. Nah, that you don't have that happen to you. Even at the OG age, I get that was me at the gym Saturday with the young cats.
So last night I'm coming up. This morning I wake up and Susan goes, "So how'd the Warriors game go? They win?" And I said, "Yeah, they won." And she goes, "How are they looking this year?" And I said, "They're looking pretty good."
Yeah.
And she said, "Really?" And I just said, "Yeah." Steph Curry just doesn't seem to get any older. And she's like, "Really?" I'm like, "He's still pretty good.
No doubt about it."
So, anyway, he is pretty good.
And they are. But that, we've been here before.
Well, the reason they're good.
We've been here last year through 15 games, 12-3.
That's true.
No Jimmy,
Chicago
though.
Jason. Come on. I got to read a $10
one. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Chicago Jason must have some coin because he's been sending us. He sends us cupcakes. He's paying $10. It says he wants leather chaps. Leather chaps. That's $3,000 for those. All right. Warriors got action. No doubt about it.
Okay, real quick, pods on the dunk. People say he can dunk. The ball slipped out of his hand. Remember he had to
go on the fast break?
Evan said
he's got to get his steps right. But if he gets his steps right, I think he can do it.
Dude, my Twitter blew up, man. Like, leave me alone.
He wasn't going downwind.
No. Keith Smith joining us today at 1 o'clock. He works for Spotrac, which is a great basketball and professional sports website. He also is a host at Front Office Show on YouTube. And he's been great over the years. And we're looking forward to talking to him. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Goo by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.